Come run, come all, come heed our loving call and listen in your youth. Come run, come all, you're needed big or small to learn the tales of truth. For we are in a battle and join as warriors of light. Come run, come all, stand nobly brave and tall, and join this glorious fight.
Hello, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being patient with me while I get my next couple episodes and stories out. I have been super busy. My kids and my husband and I have been super busy working on a project that I've been working on for months and months and months, and I am finally ready to share it with everybody. So if you go to swordoftruthstories.com, you can see a book that I just published and some different temple art that I have created. So my book is a mashup of Mother Goose rhymes and nursery rhymes and songs with Book of Mormon stories. So I wrote it because I wanted an easy way for my kids to remember Book of Mormon stories. And if you're like me, if something is in a song form or in a rhyme form, it is much easier to remember. So I thought I would put some of the Book of Mormon stories together with the rhymes and songs to make them really easy for us to remember. Because I'm sure you guys can all remember Humpty Dumpty and how that goes. So I thought it would be nice to combine them with scripture stories. Anyway, so there's that project, and then I've been working on some temple art and some art of the Founding Fathers. So if you guys, if you want to see one of your temples or your favorite temple, then you can send me a message on Instagram, or you can even email me at contact@swordoftruthstories.com and let me know what temples you want to see, because I finished all the Idaho temples, so now I want to know what people want to see. All right, let's start with our story today. So it's been a while, but if you can remember, the last story we heard was about Nephi as he was getting ready to pass his plates on to his younger brother Jacob. So at this point in our story, 55 whole years had passed since Lehi had led his family out of Jerusalem. We know that Jacob and Joseph were born while they had been wandering in the wilderness for 8 years. So Jacob was around 50 years old. Well, Nephi was getting very old, and he knew he needed to give his records to someone else to take care of and keep engraving the history of the people. So he decided to give the plates to Jacob. He said, "Jacob, on the small plates, only write a few things that you think are most precious, truths most important for our people to know. And on the other bigger plates, record the history of our people and be sure to hand the plates down to your posterity to keep them safe and record on them. Keep your ears open for any sacred preaching or great revelations or prophecies, and engrave the teachings on these small plates to help teach our people about Christ." Well, Jacob took the job that Nephi gave him very seriously, and time passed. Jacob wrote, "We had many revelations and prophecies about what was going to happen to our people in the future, and we also knew about Christ and what would happen when he came to the earth. So we worked so hard with our people to persuade them to come to Christ and partake of God's goodness so that they could enter into his rest and peace instead of being kept out of heaven. We wish we could persuade everyone everywhere not to rebel against God to make him angry, but instead that everyone everywhere should believe in Christ and think of his death and suffering on the cross and endure all the difficult things that would come their way because of their faith in Christ." Well, time passed and Nephi got older and older, and he knew that he would die soon. So he chose to anoint a king to lead his people. His people loved him very much, since he had helped protect and defend them from their enemies, and he had worked his entire life alongside them. Because he was such a great and loved leader, his people wanted to remember him. So they called their new king 2nd Nephi. And the next king was called 3rd Nephi, and so on. And the people in all the land were known as Lamanites, Lemuelites, Ishmaelites, Nephites, Jacobites, Josephites, and Toramites. But Jacob said that he was going to call anyone who were enemies to the Nephites, the Lamanites. And anyone who was friendly to the Nephites, he would call Nephites too. Well, the time came for Nephi to die. And unfortunately, his people began to grow hard hearts. Can you believe that? They started to act wickedly and wanted more than one wife. They also wanted to become very rich, so they spent a lot of time trying to find gold and silver. They thought it made them better than other people. So one day, Jacob received instructions from the Lord to teach the people in the temple one day. You might be thinking, but wait, Jacob wasn't the king, so why did he have authority to teach the people? Well, Nephi had ordained Joseph and Jacob to be priests and teachers over his people before he died. So Jacob's authority came from God, and he and Joseph took their offices very seriously, and they knew that the people's sins would partly be their fault if they did not teach them what the Lord wanted them to know. Now, these are the words that Jacob spoke in the temple that day. He said, "Hello, everyone. Since I have the job to teach you the Lord's commandments, I am here today to tell you what he wants you to hear. You know that I have taken my calling seriously, but today my heart feels weighed down with many more feelings about your souls than I have felt ever before. I feel anxious and nervous about you. Up until this point, you've been obedient to the Lord's teachings that I've given you. But please listen to me as I tell you, with the help of God and through his power, about your thoughts and how you are beginning to labor in sin, which looks very abominable to me and also to God. Oh, just thinking about your sins and knowing that I have to testify to you about your wicked hearts grieves my soul and causes it to shrink with shame before the presence of God. I'm grieved and sad that I have to tell you about your sins in front of your sweet wives and children, many of whom are very tender and chaste and delicate before God, which very much pleases him. I think they came to the temple today to hear God's pleasing words, which can heal wounded souls. But instead of speaking words that could help heal their souls, I, unfortunately, have been given the task of speaking words that might feel like daggers piercing their souls and wounding their delicate minds. So here I go, speaking the truth to you. As I was praying last night about what I should speak to you about today, I heard the Lord's voice say, 'Jacob, go to the temple tomorrow and tell the people about their sins.' Well, here are your sins. Many of you have begun to search for gold and silver and precious metals, which are all over this bountiful land. And God has blessed you with many riches. But because some of you have more riches than others, your hearts have started to become lifted up in pride, so that you think you're better than others because your clothes and jewels are more expensive than theirs. Not only that, but you are mean to them because you think you're better than them. You guys, do you think that God is okay with this behavior? Absolutely not. And he will condemn you if you keep up this wicked behavior. Oh, I wish he would show you that he could pierce you with one glance of his eye. I wish he could take this iniquity and abomination from you. And I wish you would listen to his commands and not let this pride of your hearts destroy your souls. Please think of your brothers as if they were you, and please share your things with others so that they can be rich just like you. Please seek to help build up God's kingdom before you seek riches for yourselves. Try to develop hope in Christ first, and then you will be blessed with riches if you look for them, and only if you look for them so that you can do good and bless others with them. You should use them to clothe those who are naked and feed those who are hungry and set those who are captured free and help take care of those who are sick. Now, maybe now would be a good time to pause this story and talk with your own family about what you guys think about Jacob's teachings. Do you ever think that you're better than other people because of the clothes that you wear, or the toys that you have, or the books that you read? If you do, then maybe talk to your mom or dad or another trusted adult about your thoughts about this. We know that Christ doesn't want us to think those things. So what is something that you could do to help change the way that you feel about others? Well, Jacob then said, "All right, those who are prideful, what do you think of your sins? Don't you think that such sins are abominable to God? Each child of his is as precious to him as any other one, and he wants each of his children to keep his commandments and glorify him forever. Now, I'm done speaking to you about your sin of pride, and if I didn't have even more terrible sins to speak to you about, I would celebrate. But alas, God said, the Nephites are beginning to grow in iniquity. They don't understand the scriptures I've given to them. They read about King David and King Solomon and think that it's okay with me if they marry more than one woman. But they don't realize that it was not okay with me that David and Solomon had these extra wives. I led Lehi out of Jerusalem and brought his family to this promised land so that they could raise a righteous family here. So I will not let them be wicked like the old rulers in Jerusalem." Then Jacob said, "Everyone here, please listen to me. Each man here should have only one wife. That's it. The Lord loves it when people are chaste, meaning that they only have special relationships with their own husband or wife. Acting like husband and wife with someone you're not married to, in God's way, is an abomination to the Lord. The Lord said, these people better keep my commandments or I will curse their land. I've seen my daughter's sorrow and have heard their crying because of their wicked husbands, and I will not allow it." Then Jacob said, "You guys, these same commandments were given to our father Lehi, so you knew about them but chose to disobey them. You've broken the hearts of your precious family members, and you've been even more wicked than the Lamanites since they still have only one wife and love their families. Well, now, I'm going to speak to those who have pure hearts. Look to God and pray to him, and he will comfort and console you during this hard time, and he will protect you and defend you against your enemies. Oh, everyone who is pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive God's pleasing word and feast on his love. You can actually feast on his love forever if you have firm faith in him. And again, I send a warning to those who are not pure in heart, that if you do not repent, the land will be cursed because of you, and God will lead the righteous people away from you, and you will be destroyed by the Lamanites. Don't you dare think that you're better than them just because of their dark skins. Their fault is that their parents taught them incorrectly, so the Lord will be merciful to them someday. But you knew what was right from wrong, and still chose to sin. So be careful to repent and only focus on your own filthiness. Please remember your own children and that you have caused them grief. Please just shake yourselves and wake up to your situation so that you don't suffer when you die." Well, Jacob finished warning the Nephites against every type of sin that day in the temple and hoped with all his heart that they would listen to his words and trust God's words. He also reminded us that most of his people's history was written on Nephi's larger plates, but that he and the other prophets worked hard to make sure that their belief and hope in Christ and their prophecies about him were recorded on the small plates. It was difficult for them to engrave anything on plates. Can you imagine trying to carve words on metal instead of writing them easily on paper? but they had to do it on metal, or else it could be easily destroyed by time or weather or even other people. So they engraved their teachings on the plates and hoped that their children and even us would cherish their writings and be thankful for them. They hoped we could understand that the ancient prophets in the Bible worshipped God the same way the Nephites did, which was through the law of Moses. Now remember, they practiced the law of Moses, but understood that it wasn't practicing the law itself that could save them, but Christ's power and atoning blood. Jacob said, "We search our scriptures, and we have many revelations and prophecies. And because we hold on to the iron rod, which is the word of God, our faith and hope in Christ has become so strong that we can command the trees and the mountains and oceans in Christ's name, and they have to obey us. Of course, God shows us our weakness so that we can understand it is only by His grace and not our own power and greatness that we can even have His power to perform these great miracles. Aren't His works great and marvelous? His power is mysterious and can only be understood through revelation. So please work to receive revelation and don't disregard it as unimportant." Wow, did you know that our prophet today has taught us similar things to what Jacob is saying here in the Book of Mormon? It's true. President Nelson has repeatedly asked us over the last several years to do the work it takes to receive revelation from the Lord. Now would be a good time to pause and talk to your family about the kind of work it takes to receive revelation. Ask your parents what they do. Jacob continues, "God's words are so powerful that He was able to speak and create the earth, and speak and create man. And so, of course, He can speak and command anything on the earth to do what He wants it to do. Since He is all-powerful, do not seek to counsel Him or tell Him what to do, but try to find out what He wants you to do. He gives the wisest and most just and most merciful counsel in all the world. Please draw closer to Him through Christ's atonement so that you can be resurrected and live with Him again because of your faith and hope in His only begotten Son. You truly can learn how to get back to Heavenly Father through revelation, because the Holy Ghost only ever speaks the truth. He can tell us the truth, just like He told the prophets of old the truth. But unfortunately, the Jews of old did not believe the truth, so they killed the prophets because their hearts were so hard and their eyes were so blind to God's truth. They thought it was too simple, so they looked for other ways to be brought close to God. But they didn't understand that the prophets were trying to tell them the simple truth all the while, that the only way back to Heavenly Father is through faith in Christ, repentance, and obedience. Well, since they didn't want the truth, God took it from them and left them with their confusing teachings, and their confusing teachings caused them great problems so that they stumble through life. Then Jacob said, "I prophesy that the Jews will stumble about so much in life that they will reject the only stone that could possibly help them build a safe foundation on which to center their lives. According to the scriptures, this stone, which is Jesus Christ, will be the great and last and only sure foundation on which they could build if they want to live with Heavenly Father again. But unfortunately, they will reject it." Now, how is it possible that after they have rejected the stone, they could ever hope to build their lives on it in the future? Great question. I will unfold the mystery to you through a story. Well, my wonderful little listeners, Jacob indeed has a wonderful story for us, but I will save it for next time since it is a rather long story. So until then, I hope you have a beautiful life. Goodbye. Thank you.